In this segment, we're going to take a detailed look at the budget address New Jersey Governor Chris Christie delivered this past Tuesday, the math of the matter, and what lies ahead. Some look at the numbers and argue that if this was a budget for a family or maybe a business, next stop would be bankruptcy court. Joining us now to discuss if there is a way out for the state is the state director of the New Jersey chapter of Americans for Prosperity, Darren Nowicki. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, how are you?
Good to have you back here with us, AmericansForProsperity.org. That you can find out no matter what state you're in. If you're listening on the radio or on the stream, you'll find the local chapter and information near you about how to get involved and how to get more informed about economic matters, taxes, and all of those painful things, especially this time of year if you're doing your forms. But just only because Christie spent more time talking about pension and the transportation trust fund, let me just do a brief overview for the listener. The budget's $33.8 billion. That's a spending increase. They don't like to mention those words down, Trent, of 3.1% than the current fiscal year. There's no new revenue for the transportation trust fund, which goes broke this summer. $811 million increase in education funding, but only 4.5% of that goes to actual school aid. The rest is for debt, pension, and health care costs. $1.3 billion pension payment, that's nearly double this year's contribution. A reduction to the tune of $33.2 million in the homestead property tax credits. And some say a more realistic revenue projection versus last year's idiotic 5.8%. They're calling for a 3.8% increase and projected revenue for the state. So when you look at that as the foundation, Darren, are we supposed to be have our spirits lifted by this, or should our concerns grow more than they already have over the last couple of years?
I think our concerns are growing more, and it's unfortunate that Trenton, which has held our counties and municipalities to a 2% cap, refused to abide by the same rules that they pushed down out of the state house. You know, we should have had a cap instituted at 2% at the state level, which would have avoided all of these concerns that we have right now with pensions not being paid, with the TTF being broke, because all the extra money that we do have from the few revenues that are coming in and being generated by those who are still left in New Jersey would fix those problems. Instead, what we're going to be hearing from many under the dome are need for tax increases, whether that's going to be property taxes. You're going to see, I'm sure, the millionaire tax, which really isn't a millionaire tax, be brought up. And you're still going to hear concerns by those on both parties for more revenues in the TTF. And we all know what that means, nothing but a higher gas tax.
Well, certainly with the transportation commissioner dropping the games with numbers that he's been doing about the cost of roads, as well as his constantly saying that the gas tax is something that's always on the table. Is it anything less than realistic to expect that a 25-cent per gallon gas tax is going to be here sooner versus later?
Well, listen, it's going to take real leadership from those under the dome to avoid a gas tax. We can avoid the gas tax. The revenues are there within the budget, and what we need to do is just spend them wiser. And the commissioner really needs to answer as to why he's been misleading individuals on what the cost of roads are in the state of New Jersey. He came out and attacked the Reason Foundation and said that the $2 million a mile is inaccurate. And Reason came right back and debunked everything that the commissioner had to say about it. And here's the thing, Mr. Commissioner. If you're the DOT commissioner, you should have the numbers readily at your fingertips to provide what the real number is for road work. And as much as he wants to come out and attack Reason and attack Americans for Prosperity for giving these numbers, facts and figures, he has yet to give an alternative number, which means one of two things. It means that Reason and ourselves are right in terms of road costs, or he just doesn't want to give the actual number, and it could be just a little bit less than $2 million. But here's my challenge to the commissioner. Come out and just tell us what the number is. Put it to rest. But the fact of the matter is he can't. So, you know, we'll continue to see misleading statements from those who are pushing the gas tax. It's nothing new that we've seen in our state. They just can't help themselves but to raise more revenue by, you know, burdening hardworking middle-class residents.
Oh, Darren Nowicki, New Jersey State Director for Americans for Prosperity, AmericansForProsperity.org and the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, you mentioned that the revenue is there, the money is there. Is that simply on the year-to-year short-term? Because when you, again, do the math of the matter with pensions, you have the pension payments, which are scheduled to go up to $4.8 billion in fiscal year 2018. That's twice that of the 2015 call for $2.25 billion. And that's even before you get to the $135 billion that's in the liabilities for the total pension health benefit program. Obviously you have to take care of the near before you can touch the far. But when you're looking at $135 billion, that's better than four times what the state spends in any one year.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. But there are plenty of fixes that are on the table. And there's a great one that's out there by Assemblywoman Donna Simon, looking at all of the unused sick time that we pay out to the tune of, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to just one or two individuals within county. Imagine the real cost savings. And I believe I've seen reports from OLS that the Assemblywoman has pulled. Right now, our total year-to-year on unused sick time payouts is near $1 billion. Right? That's money that we can put back into, you know, funding the pension system, funding the roads, saving our taxpayers at the county and municipal level, who then get hit with property tax increases. The other is we need to really truly look at reform to our pension system. I think the governor is off to a good start here. I'm interested to see more details as to what this plan is. But I would love to see the pension system out of the hands of politicians. And really, those who are on the pension system, teachers and whatnot, they should actually appreciate the fact that politicians should get out of their pension system, because then they don't have to go from year to year and worry about their pensions not being funded. And here's a great opportunity for them to take control, give them the choices where their money goes. And it will save the state lots of money down the road to just get us out of the way, get us out of the business of the pension system. We've seen what it's happened to in places like Detroit. We've seen what's happened in other states like Illinois. I mean, we're right there on the same path that Illinois and California with massive pension liabilities. And we got to look at better, more fiscal responsibility when it comes to our pension system.
And on that note with the pensions, and Christie referred to the report from the commission that he convened and the report, Roadmap to Resolution. Having read it, there's something that I think should be of concern to homeowners, property owners, and businesses. It's the local school districts would take on local education employee retirement benefits, which are currently paid for by the state, and the cost of the new cash balance plan. The commission estimates the savings from this health care cuts would more than cover those new responsibilities. That's on the state level. But doesn't that mean that the local people would basically be on the hook for covering those costs then, as opposed to the state?
Well, and these are where the concessions need to be made by those under the union banner. And the fact of the matter is, Chris, just like you and myself, there's only one individual that's paying for my retirement, and that's me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
And it's not fair to the residents. And I understand teachers do a great job. They educate our students. But ultimately, at the end of the day, there are other hardworking Americans, hardworking New Jerseyans, who don't have the same benefit and luxury of having a taxpayer pay for their retirement. And it's really some personal responsibility here of taking some money out and funding your own retirement benefit. I mean, you're the one who's doing that at the end of the day. Like I said, I mean, it just doesn't seem fair that these folks are going out and retiring with $100,000 retirement benefits, and you got those in who live their life in the private sector providing a service to their community, and no matter what capacity they do it in, retiring on very, very small margins and barely able to live as seniors, especially in the state of New Jersey. So there needs to be some more concessions there from our public workers.
About 30 seconds left here. When you look at a governor who is having his eyes on the national stage, you look at a state house where everyone's seat is up for grabs in this November, is it ridiculous to believe that enough are going to say to the people of New Jersey, we're all just going to have to do more of the less?
Well, really what we need to do as a state and a community as a whole, and this is what Americans for Prosperity has been pushing, it's time for Trenton to do more with less. They need to make the budget cuts. They need to work within the revenues that they have They need to stop borrowing, because at the end of the day, hardworking New Jerseyans can't turn around and run up massive credit card debt. They can't turn around and just all of a sudden, you know, wave a wand, a new revenue shows up at their doorstep. And unfortunately, Trenton takes that that viewpoint, and it's time for them, the leaders in the state house, to make the deep budget cuts. It's what the governor should be pushing right now, deeper budget cuts, bring fiscal spending, you know, down as much as we possibly can, and allow for some real property tax relief in the state of New Jersey.
He is the New Jersey State Director for Americans for Prosperity. On the web, it's americansforprosperity.org. Darren Nowicki, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.